1973. She now works just a breakfast shift on Friday and Saturday mornings. She told ABC she's thought about calling it quits, but would miss her job too much. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Make March your lucky month and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino. Play our How Lucky Do You Feel? Swipe to Win promotion. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn double entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Win free slot play, cash, prizes, or your share of $30,000 cash. Drawings Thursdays at 8 p.m. where you can win $555 every week in March. Lucky Five. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or your share of $30,000 cash. Imagine what you could do with extra cash in your pocket. Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our How Lucky Do You Feel? Swipe to Win promotion and let us help you get lucky. 10 winners will be drawn to win $555 every week. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun. Wind River Resort and Casino. For details, log on to WindRiver.com. Your luck is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 7:07 in the morning. 530-605-4567 is the number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Sun Gold. She's already in here. And good morning, Bad Bob.
Well, I was doing my exercises with that intro.
I'm starting to wonder I'm trying a different microphone set.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's pretty cool, great. Man. You got to like that. One that kind of wraps around your face.
Well,
like,
it's one of the sportscasters.
Yeah. I wanted the whole intro because it's so much fun, but I'll tell you what,
you were dancing.
Like, well, it's a little, kind of, you know, it feels.
It's pretty suggestive dancing, too.
It felt a little like hang from the rafters, kind of.
And I missed it.
It is.
You were watching. I was trying to get your attention. Trying to get your attention there, man. She was there doing her tondolea type
Does
of
that
dancing.
Make you feel better?
Oh, yeah. Beautiful morning, by the way.
Oh.
It's great.
Listen, it was, worked all day in the house yesterday. Like nonstop.
Yeah, man.
You know, one
I
of those great where your body's, you know, hurts. Anyway, so yes, it was raining yesterday. Today's beautiful out.
You were busting butt yesterday.
In fact, it's currently 43 degrees. High today is 65 with our lows of around 45. Tuesday calls for a high of 74, mostly sunny, and tomorrow will be around 50. Now we get back to partly sunny, then a slight chance of showers on Wednesday. Wednesday night is about a 40% chance of showers, mostly cloudy with our lows of around 49. Thursday, the forecast calls for about 20% chance of showers with our highs of around 66. Thursday night, now we get back to mostly clear. Friday is sunny. Look at this. With our highs of around 76. Lovely. Forecast for Friday with our nights of around 48. Saturday, sunny with a high near 81. This is when you start to hear, the hills are alive.
With
everything's in bloom, and
squeaks.
It's beautiful, and sunny is going to be high of around 73. Well, there's a kind of a big drop there between Saturday and Sunday. Bob, what do you have something on your mind?
Well,
about?
My front yard is starting to look positively Amazonian. I mean, you know, it's getting deep fast, and you have to wait for it to dry out before you get out there with the lawnmower, you know. So.
Yeah, I know. See, I'm standing there with that sander ready to work on that wall, but it just keeps raining and splashing on that one spot. And then when she's not looking, and I spray it down with the hose anyway. And just say, honey, it's still wet. It's going to take a while. Probably maybe a year to dry out.
I will check lake levels momentarily.
Okay, thank you. Well, the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. Now, yesterday was one of those days where I started in the corner because I opened up a cupboard and it just started driving me crazy. You know, and I think, you know, we've got dinner parties and guests and things, you know, with the spring coming up. And, you know, and friends will say, where's this? And, you, and whatever. You look at it. We look at it. You know what I'm talking about. And I opened up a corner cabinet, and that's where it started. So that just led to another cabinet, to another cabinet, to changing out dishes, throwing away things, going into this other bag. And I just kind of like, I got into adrenaline rush. And my girlfriend Karen, who comes over, you know, we didn't like rearrange furniture, but we did just about everything. But so anyway, the body was 5:30 when she left, 6 o'clock.
Where did that rug go to?
Oh, well, we put a rug out, and then, of course, it rained. It's in the tiki room because it wasn't completely – we put it over the bar stools, but it's not completely – wasn't completely wet, but, you know, we had to – and also
– So now it's not completely dry.
Well, that was a goodwill find, actually. So it had – there was a couple little things that we had to, like, de-ball it. Okay, so anyway, five things you need to know. I know you like to do this now on Mondays, don't you?
Yes.
Did you have something else on your mind that you wanted to –
No.
Am I like
nothing? I'm okay.
Stopping your flow.
No,
go ahead.
No. I'm just.
What do you have on your list?
I was laughing. No, go on. Tell us the five things we need
Will
to know.
Will you ask me to start
look,
with this?
Okay. Look, I quit trying to read things into this. Okay.
Well, you rolled your
because
eyes.
I did,
That's you, all you
what?
Need.
Oh, did the sound
rolled your eyes?
Did the
sound of rolling your eyes?
The sound of rolling my
Women,
eyes again,
ladies. So you know
you've got that look on your face.
You got
what
that
look? I was in the box.
You are. I know what you're thinking. How do you know what I'm thinking? I don't know what I'm thinking.
Okay.
It's the shared male experience.
It's the shared male. It's probably true, guys. Okay, women get NHL assist as USA Hockey meets. Okay, this is going to be like the five things you need to know. There's a lot of things in sports today. USA Hockey reeling from slap shots by female and now male players over the last fast approaching World Championships. Hosts its emerging meeting Monday. Can Zamboni over any hard feelings? That may be a tall order, however. First, the women's team told USA Hockey they were going to skip the International Ice Hockey Federation's World Championships in protest of what they say are low pay and inadequate resources. Unions for the National Hockey League and Major League Baseball have also voiced support for the women's protest. All right, number two. Here's another girl story. Should Wall Street's fearless girl, what should it say? You know, they have the bull down. They have this girl. The artist behind the statue, a little girl in front of Manhattan's iconic charging bull, will be honored Monday by a bipartisan group of prominent women asking, what should it say on Wall Street? What do you think it should say? The girl has changed the meaning of the bull forever, said David Levi Strauss of Manhattan School of Visual Arts. What do you think?
I don't care.
Okay.
I don't know anything about it except they put a, you know, with a bull, you know, the iconic bull on Wall Street.
You think
charging.
That's girl power?
They put a girl in.
You think
they
that
put
means
a statue of a girl in there.
Girl
in front
power,
of it.
Like, we'll stop all the bee,
well,
you know, blank,
all,
blank, blank.
First of all, no,
all the
of
bull,
course
blank,
not.
Blank,
no,
blank.
No, no, no. Women want to get in the middle of that, too, because they want to be, hey, you don't think that women want to have the same CEO bonuses, CEO salaries, and all those things that men do? No, of course they do. They don't care. They just said, you know what, there's this glass ceiling. We want as much money as they're making. So I don't really understand that. Now, it looks like the Raiders.
Okay, that's something that I'm sure. I don't know how you feel about that. It's because you became an Oakland Raider fan last year. And they are looks like they're set to move to Las Vegas.
It's breaking a lot of hearts over there. First of all, you talk about an iconic group of fans. These people dress up so strangely. they get into fights. They are so loyal to their Raiders. And then now you're going to move you're going to move a working class, blue collar kind of team over to Las Vegas. They'll probably change the name to the Las Vegas Raiderettes.
I don't know. It's a $2 billion stadium.
Because they're going to be sissies over there. You know what? I mean, yeah, you know, who cares? You know, and that's the whole thing. But when it gets down to it, it's about money. They don't care about fans. But when are you fans going to realize this, that they don't care about fans? They care about money. Green Bay may be the only place, and that's because the city owns the Green Bay Packers.
Oh, that's cool.
You know, but here's Oakland, and so they're going to leave Oakland because Oakland, oh, well, what if we build a new stadium? That's still not good enough. It's not enough money. I need more money, the owner of the the owner of the Oakland Raiders, we'll never hear him say out loud, I just need more money.
Well, his last-ditch effort by Oakland's mayor to keep the team there was deemed not viable
by the NFL
commissioner, Roger Goodell.
Not even close.
British Airways launches new Dreamliner service to New Orleans.
All right.
Making Louisiana City the carrier's 23rd destination to the United States. That's the big Dreamliner. Top five things. And California community. Now, this is really, this is in Sacramento, my hometown. It seems that there was a spree of murders there. It happened in a home in Sacramento. 14-year-old Mia Vasquez, 11-year-old Alvin Vasquez, along with her mother, 45-year-old Angelique Vasquez, and another woman, Ashley Coleman, in their home. Killings took place, but they did arrest 56-year-old Salvador Vasquez on suspicion of homicide. So four, including
same
mom
names.
And two kids. Yeah,
same names.
But there was a Coleman in there.
I would probably say there was a family thing.
I know.
There.
It's just horrible, though, when you think about that. So,
let's take a break.
Okay, we're going to take a break, and we're going to talk about this when we get back. Just how what of a great weekend we had and all the other things.
All the other things that are going on. There's been a lot of you're talking about shootings. We're talking about a lot of shootings. We need to talk about that, too, because there's a number of things going on. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number. And you can't find a better bed, a better mattress than Sleep Number. J.D. Power, 2 years in a row, Consumer Reports, all saying the same thing. It's the best mattress. This is the best mattress ever, is the Sleep Number mattress.
And my Sleep Number setting is 45.
My Sleep Number setting is 60. And the fact is that with the Sleep Number settings, allows us each to have the own firmness we want in our bed, plus the fact with the new Sleep IQ technology, it tracks how you sleep and gives you personal insights. You know, turn off the computer, do this, walk more. It helps you. It helps you in your sleeping. And right now you can go into the Sleep Number store, the one over in the Target Shopping Center, and save $400 on the most popular P5 Queen mattress. You know, these beds are meant to last. Trish Clark's had hers for well over 12 years, and she says never had a problem with it, still works great. And we frankly fully endorse this bed. Sleep Number. Head over to the Target Shopping Center. See Brian or Janice. You'll not be sorry. We'll be right back. A couple of shootings in town, not in town, but in the general area here in Shasta County. Turtle Bay Auction, Doggy Dashes. I want to talk about the United States Postal Service and how they've got you over a barrel. And if you try to change it, what happens? We'll be right back.
Red Bluff Roundup is on April 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Get your tickets now. $250,000 is up for grabs with 600 of the toughest cowboys. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, and wild pony riding, rodeo clowns, and more. Friday night, brought to you by Food Max and Tri-County Bank. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music of Northern Heat. Saturday is Wells Fargo Bank and Red Bluff Dodge Day. Gates open at 12 and rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert by Nashville recording artist Granger Smith.
If the boot fits.
And Sunday is St. Elizabeth's Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
At BET Satellite, we understand you don't want to pay for sports channels when football season's over. You want to drop them when you're done watching and save money. We hear you. Introducing Flex Pack from Dish. Get 50 popular channels for $39.99 a month and drop channel packs whenever to save money or add them for just $10 a month. You can choose from channel packs like locals, news, kids, and sports. We can offer you the best Dish technology and features at better prices than the competition. If you're tired of paying too much money for too little TV, it's time you come in and have a chat with us. Call BT Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-3474. 601-3474. Experience the best service, technology, and flexibility you've been waiting for. Only with Dish and VT Satellite, your local authorized Dish retailer. Again, that's 241-3474.
Requires credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Taxes and surcharges not included. Offer ends 4/5/17. Restrictions apply.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Come learn how you can be on the Shasta County Grand Jury. The Grand Jury investigates to help ensure transparency and accountability among local governments, officials, and agencies. The Shasta County Grand Jury is one of the most important and interesting volunteer opportunities around. For a thorough presentation with all the details, come to the informational meeting Wednesday, the 5th, at 3 o'clock at Reading City Hall.
If you don't ask the tough questions, who will?
And now, back to our show.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning, my friends. It's Monday, the 27th of March, 2017. 43 degrees out there, a little chilly this morning, going up to 65 today. Thank you, Shasta Gas Propane, for letting us, giving us the weather reports every day so many times.
This part of the show is sponsored by Home Helpers. In-home care service is more than just a healthcare agency. They are bonded and licensed. There's passion behind trying to find the right people that fit for one of your loved family members, your mother, your father, your sister, your brother. Tell your friends about, you know, a wonderful company Sharon Clark founded and has put so much energy into. Home Helpers, located on Larkspur Lane in Suite N. 2620. That's Home Helpers.
Okay. Friday night, and a California Highway Patrolman pulled over a car at Hooker Creek. And as he walked up, to talk to the driver, he was shot. He returned fire. And the driver, I believe, was killed, and the other person in the car wounded. And I would have said that the patrolman had shot him, but they said it wasn't clear who shot the driver. So maybe the other guy was doing the shooting. So I'm not even going to get into that, except Highway Patrolman was shot. He's released. He's okay. But he returned fire. So, frankly, I imagine he's probably the one that did the shooting. And so you think about that. That closed down 5 North for, I think, at least an hour till they could clear off that one side and then let people go through.
That is the second time that my wife on her way home has gotten caught up in something on the 5.
What time,
was
that?
Flooding.
Yeah, well, what time was that?
It was fairly early in the morning. I think it was about 10 o'clock Saturday morning.
It was in the morning?
Yeah.
I thought it was at night for some reason. Okay.
Yeah, no, it was. She was on her way back from Ione.
Oh, my gosh. Well, then last night.
So she had to go to Jelly's Ferry, which all these urban people are going, road with potholes.
And then in Anderson, last night, the Anderson Police Department went up to Motel 6 and were looking for some information about a stolen car that was in the parking lot. And a gunfight starts there. One of the Anderson police was shot, luckily wearing, of course, the protective vest, which did its job, and he was not injured. But the guy they were going after was killed in the exchange of gunfire with the police. So it's a little bit early to find out about that, too. But it was another gunfight out there on our streets. So you have to ask yourself here. We talk about how violent crime's up. Other crimes are down, but violent crime's up. And how we have to fight that. And how do we handle that? You don't have a choice. When you walk up to a car, and let's remind ourselves, when you start talking about police and, highway patrol, first responders. Remember this, a highway patrolman walks up to a car. He's got nothing to suggest that this is going to be a shootout. When he walks up, he gets shot. And then in Anderson, when they went up checking on it, I imagine that they were, there was a number of police and they were just, backing each other up on this. Again, though, the guy comes out shooting. At least that's what appeared to happen. Then you look around here. The other day when we were doing the remote, when, you know, on Friday we did the remote down at the Chamber of Commerce. I'm standing there with Candace as we're waiting to get in, and one of our local transients comes by, and, you know, he starts, wants his cigarettes, then he wants booze, and then he starts to come over, and I asked him not to come over to where we were at, and then he goes into this diatribe about believing in Jesus. But I'm sitting there thinking to myself, what if she had been there herself, by herself? Yeah, not that Candace probably can't take care of herself. I'm not saying that, but been there by herself. So, and then get something like this happen to him. The way you prevent that is having a downtown so vibrant that this doesn't happen. You know, you got people up and down the streets. There's lots of, you know, that you don't find this kind of stuff happening at 6:30 in the morning. You know, so anyway, moving on. Turtle Bay Auction?
Turtle Bay Auction was a huge success Saturday night. Of course, you know, the community comes together. It was held at the Civic. It was just, you know, like I said, just outpouring of great love and respect on all levels. I think they raised over $100,000. This is their big fundraiser. So, you know, to fund the park, to fund the Butterfly House, the top is off the Butterfly House right now. And, you know, it's really all about supporting, you know, a lot of these lost, any kind of government money. So it's all about just fundraising.
Yeah, it's all, and there's so many things that need it. But people turned out, people stood up, and they spent a lot of money. The only time I've seen more money spent was at the California Deer Association.
Oh, yes.
There's a lot of money spent there, as there is Rocky Mountain Elk. But there's so many other places. I tell you who else does really well, is, and they're going to be here in a couple minutes, at Haven Humane. Now, I want to talk about my last 3 minutes here, about the United States Postal Service. Let me tell you how they got you, all right? Because they started sending mail down to Sacramento. Mail, it would take us days to get mail. And not only that, but if we're not standing here, if somebody's not in these offices, the guy comes by and he pushes on the door. It's not there. He just keeps going. It used to be the guy would leave the mail next door, and we would take the people's mail next door. They don't do that. They don't have to do that. They don't even, and they don't pick up mail either, because they don't have to come in and look. They don't have mail to drop off. They're not going to come in. So we said, you know what? We can handle this. Let's just get a post office box. So we did. We bought a post office box, and we got our mail a lot faster that way. Of course, you know, they send you an email saying you have mail.
Well,
several times, you go
mail
down there and you don't have mail. Okay, and then other times they don't send anything at all, and you go down there is mail. So it's
so
not.
they had you on your texter the other day. It went ding. And you saw that you had mail. You went down there, and they said, well, it's not out.
Oh, and that's the other thing.
It's going to be in the box at 2 o'clock. So that means you have two trips.
So, and I get this one. If it's a three-day weekend, don't count on getting it till 5 or 6. So then I go down. So we've got a larger box down there. And I thought, you know, we don't need a large box. You know, I don't know what I was thinking of. I was just, you know how you look at things, look at sizes on a piece of paper, and go, I don't know if I, you know.
You're
anyway,
optimistic about
I was optimistic well, about packages. Well, about packages and stuff. And then so what happens? So then I go down last week, and I say, okay, I'd like to switch to a smaller box.
Oh.
Oh. Listen, do you realize what he's, you know, and so the guy's looking at him, he's kind of smiling. And, I, you know, as I think about it, as I was driving in this morning, I should have just smacked him in the face and started something right then. Because I'm going to go back and talk to him, because here's the way it is. Oh, okay, you want to switch over. Okay, well, that means is that it's going to take us anywhere from 10 to 20 days to forward your mail. I'm sorry, what? I said it's right here in the office. Oh no, it has to go to LA, and frankly, it's taken 10 to 20 days to start forwarding people's mail. And he says, so what you're going to have to do is buy two boxes, and you have it going. You know, have people start putting. You know, so you have to pay out twice the money, and so they start. You know, so they'll send mail to the new box, and then you have to keep the old box, because I had to sign up for another 6 months. Can I sign
what?
up for Can I sign up for just for a month? No, it's 6 months. You mean I can't sign up just for month to month? No, 6 months. $121. I went, okay. So, but it's gonna, but if I wanted to forward it, oh no, it'll take a long time. It's just here. It's from that box right here. Okay, you see it? To that box right over there. It's 15 feet. Oh yeah, but no, it has to go to LA. Why does it have to go to LA? Well, that's just the rules. Why can't you just do it in-house? Uh-huh. We can't do that. So there's the story of why the United States Postal Service is in such big trouble. Because they don't care. The guy's kind of smiling. He's telling me, he says, oh, no, man, you're really stuck. I said,
what?
He said
the
that.
The draconian rules. That. I know, I've known some people who work for the Postal Service, and you cannot believe the environment, the turnover rate there. At the hostile work environment is amazing.
So this is the term,
so ironbound.
Going postal.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, we're going to take a break.
Anyway, but that's but that's what happened with me trying to get a new mailbox and say, well, how hard is it just to, you know, maybe a few days? Yeah, I can take that. No, 10 to 20 days, sometimes longer.
The rules they have to abide by are just staggering.
Oh, man. He says, well, what if somebody isn't there that day, you know, to put, you know, that doesn't know it's from that box to this box? I says, don't you guys have, like little sheets you put up on the wall? Right there on my box, it says, move this mail to the to box, blah, blah, blah. I mean, he looks at it or she looks at it, just walk on over and stick it in. He just looks at me with a blank look on his face. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
Protect yourself with Pirate Secret Premium Beard Oil, a legendary potion that keeps your beard smooth and your skin soft. It is the Cadillac of all premium beard oils. No other beard oil contains the protection from the elements like Pirate Secret. Your beard will be cleaner. Plus, it eliminates beard dandruff and can be used as moisturizing, naturally antiseptic aftershave. The best part is, it smells like adventure. Available at Enjoy the Store, Orchard Nutrition, Country Organics, and in Chico, Arcata, and Weed. Find out more at PirateSecret.com.
It's termite swarm season again when termites quickly expand their already large colonies. Because of the quiet and hidden nature of termites, they are often undetected until the damage has already occurred. If you suspect your house has termites, call the professionals at Big Time Pest Control immediately for a free estimate. Big Time Pest Control will guarantee extermination of termites, insects, spiders, and rodents. Call 530-242-8830. Big Time service at a price you can afford. Big Time Pest Control.
And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bodd. Good morning, everybody. It is 26 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 27th of March, 2017. 605-4567 is our phone number.
I almost want to trip up on that date, huh? Yeah, it's just kind of interesting how March has just flown by. But
I told Bob, you know, I tell Bob every month, hang on to one of those days so we can slow it down.
He just currently 43 degrees in the downtown studio, so it's going to be partly sunny today with our highs of around 65. Partly cloudy tonight, lows of 45. We just promised that we were going to bring you more weather updates every time we come in and out. Brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. We're very excited about our guests here this morning. We're talking about, hello, over the weekend there was a great success, the Doggy Dash.
We're here with, of course, Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and Katie Ball. But we're going to talk to Mark first. Now, this was even large, just twice as large, more than twice as big as last year.
Yeah, it was amazing. I want to thank everybody for coming out. What a great turnout. So we had 104 pre-registered, and we probably had another 80, 85 register. We don't have a final count in, but we're guessing we did about 180 runners, and I would say there was at least 100 dogs there, if not 100, and there was more than 100
really?
Dogs
I tell
there.
You what, it was amazing. Of the, it was really, video, really good. Of the video I saw, there were dogs everywhere.
Yeah,
everybody had several dogs with them.
And, you know, thank you to everybody who came out, but thank you for being responsible, because everybody held their dogs on a leash great. There was no dog fights. Everybody, the run went really, really well.
Fantastic.
The weather couldn't have been better.
I heard a couple of support staff were pushing each other around, but the dogs were okay. Right.
Yeah, no, it was great. So, yeah, we went from 78 runners last year to probably about
100 more. So over 100 more this year.
Yeah, so it was fantastic. Everybody had a great time. It was a great run, and like I said, the weather was fantastic. So thanks for all the team for doing
that. Saturday was absolutely perfect. I mean, somehow snuck in there that it was perfect.
Well, in case you don't know it by now, we here at KCNR absolutely love our Haven Humane friends, and we love the people who get behind Haven Humane. Of course, that happened last Saturday, or this past Saturday with the Doggy Dash. But coming up and with us this morning is Katie Ball. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, thanks.
And, of course, it's Love Your Pet Expo and the North State Super Adoption Event, because we are trying to just get the animals through and get them the loving homes.
That's correct.
All right, so tell us, with this Rain or Shine indoor event, this is happening where?
It's at Shasta District Fairgrounds. We are in a building and in the grass area this year. Because of not knowing what the weather's going to do, we decided to do a building. Now it's going to be beautiful out. It says it's going to be 82, so we're pretty excited about that.
Great day.
All kinds of fun stuff going on. You can adopt a pet. You can bring your pet. We've got all kinds of fun stuff going on, pet look-alike contests. We've got tricks for treats, smooch your pooch, all kinds of games. Because it is April Fool's Day, we're playing on the jokes on us, and so everything is going to be fun and games for the day with you and your pet.
Now, you've had this event. You've moved it around a little bit, but would this be like the 6th or the 7th?
This is our 10th annual.
Ooh.
Yes.
And it's always been very successful. Of course, people who love their pets understand this, and the people who are thinking about it. This is a great way to kind of indoctrinate yourself into the whole pet.
It's not just pets. We've got all kind of vendors. So it's even crafters and things like that.
Great.
We've got we even have foster agencies there this year. So it's actually turning out to be a really big community event. We've got a live auction. It's free admission. Donations are welcome at the door. Fly ball. Just all kinds of games.
How fun. So that's this weekend, of course, Shasta Fairgrounds,
mm-hmm.
starting at 10 a.m.
Right. Now, the funny part is if you're a large dog, your years kind of go by faster. So we're playing on, this is our 10th anniversary. Large dog breeds at 75 years. So it's kind of funny. We're saying, well, if you're a large dog, you've been coming to the Love Your Pet Expo for 75 years.
Well, that's cute. Now, you also have
that's why they only give dogs one beer in a bar.
Right.
Because, you know, that's seven beers.
Forget about that poker table picture with all the dogs sitting around and all this. So, Katie, you and your husband have just a little plug here while we're on the air, because we're going to talk about your Love Your Pet Expo, of course. And like I said, book your put that on your calendar on Saturday. But you also have a
sanctuary.
A store.
Oh, we have a thrift shop.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about that.
The thrift shop, it's our source of income. It actually feeds our special needs horses, goats, chickens. And it is on 2275 Eureka Way across from U Prep High School in the Ace Hardware Shopping Center. And we're all kinds of vintage, unique collectibles. And we do vintage clothing, things like that. And that supports our sanctuary for special needs and blind animals.
That's fantastic. Well, you said you like do estate, you get stuff from estate sales and things. So
right. So our motto is grandma owned it, mom sold it, I bought it back again.
Because
we hear that a lot. Oh, grandma had this and I have to have it. So
isn't that interesting? Because, you know, I think that's that whole, I cherish some of those memories, of course, you know, with the little jam jar or something like that that reminds you of your childhood. So, okay, so let's get back to that. I wanted to plug the store because that's fantastic that you guys do that and where the money goes when you get these items. I love
that. We're all volunteers. We have no paid employees, so we even staff the store all through volunteers.
Great. And Mark, when it came to your doggy dash, I mean, what do you think – why do you think it doubled from last year to this year?
I think the weather had a lot to do with it, but I also think that people are just getting the message that we're out there doing good for the animals, and you know, that money's going to go to help the animals. A lot of that money's going to go towards our new kitten nursery. So, I think that's the biggest thing. And, you know, we partnered with Katie and Love Your Pet Expo about 3 years ago for the North State Super Adoption Event, so that's why I'm here for that. And so this will be our third year of North State Super Adoption. And so they'll be right now we have five organizations that are going to come. Haven obviously is one. Butte Humane Society will be there. Tehama County Animal Care Center, Deserving Pets Rescue, and Tales of Rescue will all be bringing adoptable animals. So we'll have lots of adoptable animals there as well. And like she said, I think it's going to be like 80 degrees, so the weather should be great.
And we have goodies for animals that are adopted for the day.
So when you go, if you want to be out and about and support, you know, the North State Expo, Love Your Pet Expo, you also have the opportunity to see these pets outside the shelter that you can adopt.
Right. And you can also, if you're not interested in adopting, you can also go talk to these organizations about maybe volunteering, or if you have a child that's now coming of age and you want to do something together, you can come and talk to them about how you can help them in other ways besides volunteering, maybe donations, things like that.
And we're also going to have a licensing and vaccination clinic going on, so you can come in and get your dog's license, vaccinated.
And remember, every dog needs to have a license.
That's correct. And so we'll be licensing for City of Anderson, Shasta County, and City of Reading there, so you can do it all in one place.
And there's never been one study that shows that vaccinations in dogs or kitties causes any type of medical problems.
and Carl,
like autism, there's no, there's
and
no,
I knew where you were going with that.
I know,
and you threw me totally off. And we also will have microchips available as well. So, and they'll be testing, I think we'll be doing some heartworm testing as well. So, heartworm is very prevalent in this area. So, if you don't have your animal, your dog on heartworm preventative, you should. So, you need to get tested first. So, there'll be heartworm testing there as well. And then heartworm preventative, I think, will be available.
How do you test a dog for heartworm?
Yeah, I'd be curious to have a show on that.
It's a blood test? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. So
and they can do it right there?
Yeah.
They just take a little bit of blood, and it's a little snap test. It takes about 10 minutes.
Okay.
Oh,
cool.
And then Shasta Mosquito Vector is actually going to be out there talking about how your dog can get heartworms, you know, West Nile and horses, things like that. So Love Your Pet. We've got the Reading Reptile coming, a tortoise rescue. A pet is anything. We have bunnies show up on harnesses, iguanas on harnesses. I mean, it's, you know, the costume contest is not just for dogs. You'll be surprised what it'll be out there.
How exciting. Okay, this Saturday, enjoy yourself and enjoy supporting this wonderful event. It's Love Your Pet Expo and North State Super Adoption Event happening down at the Anderson down to the Anderson Fairgrounds, you know. Come on out.
It's and your sponsors are Crown Motors and Pet Town Farmers Insurance, and I can't read the rest of them.
Oh, that's Sleepy Hollow and Feed This. It's
okay.
It's a raw food company, and it says
okay.
Because dogs can't cook and cats won't.
Oh my God. Oh, isn't that true? They'll give you the paw.
Okay, so all that, it goes from 10 to 4, and it's going to be this Saturday, rain or shine, because it's going to be at the Shasta Fairgrounds, so you can go inside.
And outside.
And outside, so it's going to be great. So you know what? It's a good place to go down. There's going to be a lot more variety to of animals to adopt.
We got just about 30 seconds left. When it says low-cost vaccines and heartworm, so there's going to be like a deal?
A show special.
Oh, so for those people who are looking to, like, you know, get something.
Yeah, same thing with the rabies vaccination and everything. It'll be a regular vaccination clinic, so it'll be discounted prices.
Oh, okay. Yep. Attention.
Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, is here with us along with Katie Ball. And Katie, thank you so much for what
thank
you do,
you.
Too.
Thanks, guys.
And Pet Expo,
I'm sure it's going to be a successful event. We'll see you out there.
All right. We'll be right back after these messages.
Today.
I'm all ears.
Well, my windshield wiper fluid ran out today, so I stopped by Premier Oil Change for a free top-off.
Yeah?
As one of the technicians was filling the wiper fluid, another came over and told me I was due for an oil change, which is cool, but get this. He said I had more than enough reward points, so my oil change was free.
Free? Did we sign up for something?
Nope. Premier doesn't require that we sign up. We're just regular customers that drive a lot, and Premier does all the fluid maintenance on our cars, so we build up points automatically.
Wow. Who knew? Free fluid top-offs, reward points that accumulate each time we do required maintenance? Dang, suddenly I feel really smart.
Okay, smart guy. With the money I just saved you, can you take me out to dinner?
That's the second best idea you've had today.
Learn more about rewards the next time you stop by or go to our website at PremierOilChange.com in the Palisadros Shopping Center and on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. Don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at OrchardNutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Tarzan, the live musical adventure is coming to the Cascade Theatre stage. Don't miss this unforgettable theatrical experience with high-flying excitement and heart-pumping music by rock legend Phil Collins. Tarzan swings into the Cascade Theatre March 31st through April 9th. Tickets on sale now at the Cascade Box Office 243-8877 or cascadetheatre.org.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It's 13 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 27th of March. 43 degrees going up to 65 today. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite. Hey, we're running out of time here for you to go get that $200 check written to you by B&T Satellite Dish because it's going to run out at the end of this month. Savings to local veterans. You can get a $200 $200 check just by moving over to B&T Satellite. All you have to do is give them a call at 241-3474 or 241-DISH. Don't call the 800 number. All the money that, if you know what, every time you call the 800 number and you use that satellite service, none of the money stays here in town. You call B&T Satellite. He hires people. They get their salaries. They spend money here. All the taxes stay here. I think it rotates around 7 times yep. when you get money here.
And plus, don't they're know great who's guys. Coming in your house.
Yeah. Plus, you know what? It's a veteran-owned service. He gets, if you're a veteran, you get $100 off your bill. If you give the name of a veteran who signs up, you get $100 off your bill. He gets $100 off his bill or her bill. But you have to call 241-3474. 241-DISH, B&T Satellite. Okay. A lot of things going on. The Health Care Act that failed so miserably.
Well, Trump is shifting the blame.
The replace and repeal just didn't work.
According to Washington Post, the president's attack on conservative interest groups in the GOP's right flank serves as a warning shot that he will not hesitate to publicly pressure those in his parties he views as standing in the way.
Well, you know what? The Freedom Caucus, which is a very conservative wing of the Republican Party that's been elected to Congress, their big thing is this. Hey, all you're doing is you're just doing – it's the same thing. It's Obamacare light. You're not wiping out all the giveaway, money giveaways. You're not doing the things that that everybody expected you to do. On the other hand – Schumer said this weekend, we're willing to work with President Trump on health care. And so, I heard Newt Gingrich this morning. What Newt said was, get off the health care, go into infrastructure. That's what everybody's excited about, you fixing infrastructure. So here's what you do. You go out there and you start, fixing infrastructure. You thousands of jobs, hundreds of thousands of jobs. Then you roll that out you come out with a plan, and if you work with the Democrats, that's even better. But you go back out into America with the plans and sell it to the people. And you get a 75%, 60%, 70%, people buying in on this. Then you take it back to Congress. This is not a one-week deal. This is not something that can take place in a month. This is a long-term fix. Everybody knows that. It's a long-term fix to make it work. So you've got to have the Democrats buy in. Now, do you have to have them buy in? No. Should you? Yes. So how are you going to make them buy in? You are supposed to be the master of deals, Mr. Trump, President Trump. It's time to start looking at there. You look like you're ready to jump in there, Bobby.
Well, I was just saying, if you get people back to work to the point where there is competition for the well, there's no competition for the jobs, employers are looking for people.
Yeah.
Marketplace forces will drive up the salaries because you got to hire people, and that money rolls back into the system, and then we don't have to be paying people. We don't have to be penalizing people because they didn't buy the health care.
Well,
they'll be able to afford it in the first
place.
Well,
that's true. So, but the whole thing goes back to having jobs. It's not, and it's infrastructure. It's all types of jobs that are out there. Now, but when you say this, they can't find, the problem is that people are trying to hire, businesses are trying to hire people now, and they have a tough time finding people to work. Part of it is they're not trained. Part of it is, some of the millennials. The millennials look at companies, and it's not just working for a company. They go into what's the company stand for? Are they involved in environmental things? Are they involved in this? What about this? What's their political stance? This is what a lot of millennials look at, instead of just looking at, okay, hey, here's a great job, I can do this. They get into the more esoteric reasons, to take a job. And trust me, you don't think that this is going on when they're trying to recruit people into the police and the highway patrol? Oh, yeah.
Well, I have a story to share.
Well, can I just wrap that?
That
one
has
up?
To. That's going to tie in with that.
Okay.
What you're saying.
All right.
Speaking of millennials, so I have my niece. I just got her master's, and she is with her boyfriend in London, living in London. He's British, and I spoke with him, and so she just got a job with the Silicon Valley company, that's, you know, through representing. She's out here for a week to do some stuff. And when she sat down, now this is a third person information I'm getting at. I haven't talked to her directly about this particular thing. You know, in the millennials, okay, I think she's 20, let's see, maybe that's younger than millennial. Falls in the category of, like, she's 26.
No, she's, that's a millennial.
26, that's 27. So those would be, you know, typically a 20 of the millennials will have a tattoo or two or three. She just sat down with, got this job, and her employer had absolutely no problem. Now, I don't know if he's in England. You will not have a tattoo showing. If you have a tattoo showing, you will not get this job. So she said, so my mom said, well, what are you going to do? I have to have them removed.
Does she have them where they show?
She's got them on her wrist. She doesn't have them on her neck, but she's wrist, upper arm. She wants to wear something. She can't. And they laid the law down, and that's why we try to tell the kids today, it's great, but put it somewhere that, you know, on your...
That's interesting,
not,
because...
No, they did, and I guess you can do it over there, because she said he just wrote her down and said, you won't get the job if you have a tattoo showing.
Well, you know, and the thing about it is, well, you can do that here. If I said, I'm sorry, you have tattoos, you know, you're going to be in sales. Tattoos doesn't work. I'm sorry. And... I don't know if you can tell a person. I don't even know if you can even tell a person. I'm going to have Diane research that.
Right.
Because there are so many things in HR.
You can't do.
That you can't ask. And, you know, in fact, I had one of our employees, one of our no longer here employees,
yes,
say to me, you can ask. You cannot ask me, after you gave me a day off, you can't ask me where I was.
You know,
really?
How they, it's really? Just a conversation,
no, just,
like, how
I
was
said,
your day? Why, you know.
Well, because... But that person came in.
On said, the day off.
On the day off, after they'd already had a day off. You know, it was a long weekend. And I said, I thought you were out of town. No, you know, we got back. You know, I just took this day off. And I'm like, oh, okay. And then I find out the next day, as it's pointed out to me, well, you can't ask me. According to HR, you can't ask me that because you gave me the day off. But you came in here. Oh. Well, you know, I wouldn't have said anything.
It's like saying you can come into my house, but I can't ask you where you've been.
Well, I don't know.
Or why are you in my house?
But the bottom line is this: is, you know, we ought to have a whole show about HR. I mean, seriously, what can you ask? Because you can't ask a person why they left their last job.
The city of Philadelphia.
I don't think.
City of Philadelphia just passed a law making it illegal for the employer to ask a person what their salary history was. And they are doing this in the name of equalizing pay for men and women.
Mm-hmm.
That you cannot ask a person what they have made previously.
Well,
to
what about
the
this?
Offer you make.
They're saying,
that might prejudice your
they're
offer.
Saying you can't do background checks because that will
no.
That because somebody may have been in trouble. Well, yeah, but
that's the
don't
point.
Don't you? Isn't that what you're looking
then,
for?
Now, don't you think that that's just absolutely ridiculous?
Well, you know what? Here's the other thing.
That embezzlement
if somebody calls me. Now, you know what? These could all be urban myths for all I know. But I've been told that if somebody calls me and asks me about, you know, hey, I've got somebody here applying for a job. They have you as they've worked for you. Can you tell me something about that person? That I can't say anything.
You have to be very careful.
Except that, well, yeah, they worked here. Maybe you can ask, would you hire them again? I'm not sure. So we're going to have an, you know, what?
Remember, you're
Cindy,
in California.
Cindy's in HR.
Yeah.
She is an expert in HR.
Right.
I mean, here's an Alturas girl. She's our sister-in-law. She's an Alturas girl without a college degree. She got into a company and started at the bottom in HR. Well, I'm not sure it was HR, but moved over to HR. So at this point in her life, she is in the largest legal firm in Sacramento, and this not just Sacramento, it's down in Silicon Valley and other places, and she is in charge of HR.
Like over 200 lawyers?
Over 200 lawyers.
But she's also teaches? I didn't know. She teaches as well as the top of your field.
Yeah, and she's been elected into all these things. So here's a girl from Alturas that, you know, talks about hunting deer when she was a kid and with her family. Her grandfather was the sheriff of Modoc County. Buck Server, and so this is what she does. We ought to give her a call, because if anybody knows about HR, It's going to be about Cindy.
You got to know
because,
a lot,
oh,
yeah.
She gets into things like you just, she talks about, you know, she has to name individuals, of course, but about people that, you know, like two of the women in this one office hated each other. And they fought against each other, and it was causing the company problems because they were, you know, hey, are you on my side or her side? And there's Cindy. I said, what'd you do, Cindy? I said, why don't you just get him in a room and give him a knife and turn out the light? And the one that comes out.
Oh, stop it, girl.
And she said, well, you know, I'd do that, except, you know.
There are repercussions for these things.
Anyway.
Hey, when we get back from the break, we're going to be talking about headlines. There's a lot of things of the London attacks. And what happened in United Airlines recently? I think, ladies, you're going to be a little shocked on this one. We're going to be right back here with our headlines on KCNR 1460.
And news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A survey of economists finds that U.S. economic growth is expected to accelerate this year and next. NABE survey analyst Ken Simonson.
This panel of 50 professional forecasters expects that a real gross domestic product, the broadest measure of economic growth, will continue to expand the economy at a rate of close to 2.5% right through 2018.
And that survey conducted by the National Association for Business Economics. Banks and industrial companies leading stocks lower in early trading on Wall Street. Morgan Stanley lost 4.5% of its value. Forecasters say a storm system that swept through parts of Texas and Oklahoma yesterday is going to take aim today at the states in the Mississippi and Ohio valleys.
That will include the possibility of large hail, damaging winds, and possibly even some tornadoes as well.
That's Jared Geyer, lead forecast at the National Weather Service Storm Prediction Center in Oklahoma. Fuel price analyst Toby Lundberg says prices are down about a penny a gallon over the past couple of weeks. It's all about crude oil.
It is the big determinant, and I think that there's more reason than not to expect that crude oil prices will continue to be weak. If that's the case, then we might see another penny or so slippage before gasoline prices move up.
Gas in San Francisco was the highest, according to the latest Lundberg survey, at $3.01 a gallon, the cheapest in Tulsa, Oklahoma, at $2.01. Both North and South Carolina advancing to the NCAA Final Four yesterday, beaming with pride, South Carolina coach Frank Martin.
You focus in on chasing young kids around, hoping that they grow up and believe, and you end up with guys like these guys right next to me and their teammates that have the courage to come back every day and do more.
And this is their first shot at a potential national title. More from townhall.com.
From Samaritan's Purse and Franklin Graham comes Facing Darkness. In 2014, as the Ebola virus was devastating West Africa, international relief organization Samaritan's Purse stepped up.
God has called us to care for the dying, to care for those that are suffering. Jesus Christ didn't run. We run to the fire. We don't run away from it.
Facing Darkness, a true story of faith. In select cinemas for one night only, Thursday, March 30th. For theaters and tickets, go to FacingDarknessMovie.com. That's FacingDarknessMovie.com.
Who's there?
Fallen off.
Fallen off who?
Fallen off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock-knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidocare Pain Relief Patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum-strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock joke anymore. Because pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
Iran has imposed sanctions on 15 American companies over their alleged support for Israel, terrorism, and repression in the region.
A foreign ministry statement carried by the state-run news agency says the companies are barred from any agreements with Iranian firms and that former as well as current directors will not be eligible for visas. The move is seen as a response to U.S. sanctions placed on dozens of Iranian entities in February following an Iranian missile test. Iran's sanctions are unlikely to have much impact as none of the targeted U.S. companies are known to do business in Iran.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. The National Park Service says Washington, D.C.'s famous cherry trees did reach their peak bloom over the weekend. The Park Service says on its website the peak bloom was reached on Saturday. This year's bloom was different from in the past because cold weather killed half the blossoms on the famous trees just as they were beginning to reach peak bloom. More on these stories from townhall.com. 46 dogs rescued from a dog meat farm in South Korea have arrived at New York's Kennedy Airport to find new homes. Humane Society International's Kelly O'Meara.
Just like any dog in our home with us, every variety, every breed of dog you can think of, we have found on these farms. And these dogs prove to be just as wonderful a companion as any other dog. They're just dogs in a bad situation.
The animals landed over the weekend and were headed for shelters in New York, Maryland, and Pennsylvania, eventually to be adopted out around the country. The remains of former President James Polk may be moving again. The Tennessee State Senate could decide today whether to approve a resolution that would allow Polk's body to be exhumed and moved to yet a fourth resting place. Polk and his wife, Sarah, are currently buried on the grounds of the state capitol. The resolution would allow the bodies to be moved to the grounds of the James K. Polk Home and Museum. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Are you ready for cage fights at Wind River Resort and Casino? Cage fighting, no limits. The best place in Northern California to offer MMA cage fighting. World Fighting Championship 68. This intense action-packed night is presented by Wind River Resort and Casino and WFC 68. Extreme mixed martial arts cage fighting at the event center. Saturday, April 15th at 7:30. December cage. Full contact fighting, no limits. Bringing you another night of extreme fighting in Reading. Amateur title and pro fights. This event sells out. Get your tickets now. Up to 12 bouts of MMA in the cage. On Saturday, April 15th, the event center will roar with the thrill of the extreme cage fights that Wind River Resort and Casino is hosting. Don't miss this event. Get your tickets now online or at the River Club. Great entertainment is happening. With World Fighting Championship 68. Must be 21 to attend this extreme event. For details, to reserve a room in our luxurious hotel, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on this Monday, March the 27th, with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 6.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here. Did I say already it's March the 27th, 2017? 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. A big shout out there to everybody that's coming up to us, and you know, I really enjoy the show, and when
Thank you. And
there's some things we're getting ready to announce, some very, very, very one huge event here in a couple minutes after we get through a lot of this stuff.
All right. Currently 43 degrees in the downtown studios. How is everybody? How are you this morning? Gorgeous day out with our highs today of around 65, lows of 45. Tomorrow calls for mostly sunny with our highs of 74. What did I say, 43? Currently 43? Yeah, he's pointing at the board there. I'm not sure. Partly cloudy Tuesday night with our lows of 50. And, Bob, you have something you want to break in?
What I was trying to point out is that Shasta Lake has come up. We are now 23 feet down from the top. We're gaining nearly a foot per day.
Oh, okay. So what's the highest it was during the storms?
During that series of storms, we got like within 6 feet. We got within 6 feet of the top. Which was really concerning because they were going to lose control. The weather backed off. That's why they dropped it down 40 feet, and people were going, "What are you doing?"
A great photo, by the way, donated by Lori and Rick Boyne, taken by their son-in-law.
Fabulous.
And it was the three
Shastas.
At the
Turtle Bay auction.
It was the three Shastas, but in the three Shastas of the dam, the lake, and the mountain.
Cool.
It was a photo. It had all three of the water coming out of the spillway. You know, or where they turn it loose. All three of those were going too. So it was probably a one of a kind shot.
That's a very rare event.
Love a copy of that.
We're gonna enter the boating season down maybe 15, 20 feet. You know,
that's gonna be
well.
Great.
Listen to us, Kevin Kelly, if you're listening, Holiday Harbor. You will be seeing us this this summer for sure. I know that we're gonna want to get out there at least a couple times on the houseboat. Okay. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. By the way, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts.
We've got a beautiful weekend ahead of us. Of course, you know, you just had the Pet Expo on. And let's get to our Monday morning call with Sally and find out what's happening with the Patriot meeting tonight. Good morning, Sally.
Good morning. Isn't it nice to see the sun?
Beautiful.
Wow. What is that thing?
What did
it's
we
so
need
it? Beautiful out there this morning with the rain glistening off the leaves. It's just gorgeous. Anyway, yeah, tonight at the Reading Patriots meeting, we have Stephen Jackson, our guest speaker. He is coming all the way up from Southern California, and he works with the Institute on the Constitution. He's going to be talking about how miracles only happen once, and that is in regards to our Constitution. And he's also going to be focusing on the Article 5 Convention of States, and why that is not such a good idea. So if people have questions about an Article 5 Convention of States procedure, come on out and ask some questions and find out more. It's tonight at 6 o'clock at 3276 Pacelli Lane. And every Monday we also have the Jefferson Committee meeting that starts at 5:30. So if you have questions about Jefferson or want to get involved with making the 51st state happen, come on out tonight at 5:30.
All right. Rally Sally, thank you so much, hon.
Yes. Have a great week.
Yes. You too. It's going to be a beautiful week.
You too. Now, in the headlines, okay, we're going to be talking about one of the things that I think is funny because they're calling it, you know, the athleisure for those women who like to wear leggings and go on, you know, from store to car to class to whatever. Get on a plane.
A legging, though, is just that. There's nothing above the legging, right? It just goes up their thigh.
It's like tights but thicker.
Tights. Okay. So they're like
yoga pant thing.
Yoga pant thing. Okay, so leggings. Very, very common. Don't even got more common. So according to this article.
Who invented yoga pants?
For many women, leggings are a staple of their jet setting uniform. So it came as a surprise to these couple gals that were prevented on going a United flight Sunday from Denver to Minneapolis. Just because they were wearing, here's the word that we love, spandex.
Wait, just for a second. Spandex is a privilege, not a right.
So it had captured the attention on social media after it was witnessed by the founder of Moms Demand Action. Leggings were prevented from boarding while a third pulled on a dress over her leggings before being allowed on the plane. Now, there's two things. United posts with these tweet storms. The passengers this morning were United Pass riders who were not in compliance with our dress code policy for company benefit travel.
Okay, so it was free. It was free.
Well, they get a pass, and you're not supposed to wear, I guess, spandex or leggings.
Oh, okay. You had to wear. Yeah. Okay. Well,
they
you know what? You're
going
to fly
attire.
Free. You're going to be. You know, you're going to fly free.
Yeah.
Then you go by the rules.
Yeah, but you know what? Today, leggings with like a sweater over it or a top with boots. It's like normal. It's part of your 10 items you must have.
It doesn't mean you have to wear them out in public.
Well,
and
no,
travel.
You wear your leggings.
Remember what
like
you said.
You would go to dinner in your leggings with dressed up.
Oh, you would.
Absolutely, this is
but
not
you'd
like
have
tight.
A dress. You'd have a dress.
No, because you could. Your leggings are also they could be called jeggings or leggings. They're like jeans, but they're a black or whatever. They're just a tighter fitting, you know. And
so
you
do
wear,
you have to wear something over them?
No, usually you just.
So
like,
you would take a pair of jeggings or leggings, and you would go
absolutely.
For a dinner out.
Yes.
And you go to the firehouse or to a nice place
yes.
here in town, with and a, you just wear that with
well,
nothing
well,
over.
Well, yes, you of course you wear a top over it. I like to wear like a longer top with a pair of boots or even a pair of heels. It's just part of a fashion trend. So to be turned off a flight, I could see how you're like, what? It's kind of archaic. But that is part of their business policy. Casual attire is what they said United Again posts, as long as it looks neat and is in good taste for the local environment. Now, how could leggings not be good for the environment?
I don't know, but I've seen some of them that are kind of like Speedos
come
for
on.
Chicks.
You know? Let's just come on. Let's
all
just,
right, so let's
just talk about this. Let's just talk about this, because some of those leggings and like yoga pants are just totally inappropriate for walking around public.
Well,
come on.
Yeah, we were talking about...
Do you remember when we were in the gym that time?
Oh, my gosh.
Okay,
we also
now,
were
was that appropriate, what that lady was wearing?
I don't think that lady realized when she was doing some certain exercises. I just don't think that that lady understood that white leggings were see-through.
Oh, dear.
So let's not... Okay, so now let's get into...
Let's go into a break, because we need to come back on that.
If I ever heard
I'm telling you,
break,
I'm telling you
right
what.
Now.
I was standing in the gym, and yeah. I looked over there.
No more detail.
And that was it. You know,
no
I just went, oh.
Now, seriously, we're going to come back with that announcement that you have after this break, because it's a really big announcement.
This is a
it's
big
very
announcement.
Popular.
It's a big announcement, and you know what? That people have been asking about it over the weekend, big time. Stopped me at the, the Turtle Bay auction where I asked me about it. So the announcement's going to be made right after these messages. But this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Northern Firearms Instruction, Ted Leidy. Among all the many things that he does, this is his business, is Northern Firearms Instruction. Some of the finest and the most complete CCW training you're going to find in California, period. If you are going to a, if you're going to a concealed carry class and they don't want you to shoot, you back off and go find a class that does. And I promise you, Northern Firearms, you'll have classes on safety handling of pistols. You'll get into the legal aspect, and then you will spend 4 hours learning to shoot or perfecting your methods of shooting. All of this at Northern Firearms Instruction, plus advanced classes. And on April 30th, a tactical rifle class that I'm teaching, and I don't need, but I have 6 people signed up right now, and I can have 10 in that class. We can only have 10 in that class. And this is for somebody that's got a tactical rifle and you'd like to learn how to shoot, move, and communicate. We'll be right back after these messages. Northern Firearms Instruction. Give them a call at 999-1822 or register online at readingccw.com.
BET Satellite, we understand you don't want to pay for sports channels when football season's over. You want to drop them when you're done watching and save money. We hear you. Introducing Flex Pack from Dish. Get 50 popular channels for $39.99 a month and drop channel packs whenever to save money, or add them for just $10 a month. You can choose from channel packs like locals, news, kids, and sports. We can offer you the best Dish technology and features at better prices than the competition. If you're tired of paying too much money for too little TV, it's time you come in and have a chat with us. Call BT Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-3474. Experience the best service, technology, and flexibility you've been waiting for. Only with Dish and BT Satellite, your local authorized Dish retailer. Again, that's 241-3474.
Requires credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Taxes and surcharges not included. Offer ends 4/5/17. Restrictions apply.
After we inspected a vehicle with a driving problem, I called the insurance company, Don Steck, for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The insurance adjuster seemed skeptical because the vehicle had recently been repaired, so I invited him to inspect it. The first area was only 1/8 inch off, as was the second. He said, "I don't see a problem. Each area is within tolerance." "Tolerance is accumulative," I said. "This car is 1/4 inch short on one side, and that will amplify over the length of the car. When measured the full length, the wheels will not align. Accumulative damage is often not understood." He said he would check with the shop to do the repair. He called later and said, "They are frustrated, because no matter how perfect they make it, Coachmaster can always make it better." I replied, "If we can make it better, it was not perfect." Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Simpson University will prepare you to be a teacher in just 12 months. Start summer, fall, or spring and fill the need for the next generation of educators. Many Simpson students have landed teaching jobs before completing their credential program. We'll show you how you can accomplish this and receive an instructional iPad too. Simpson University offers scholarships, grants, and financial aid to help you achieve your educational goals. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON or go online to simpsonu.edu/credential for more details.
Project Healing Waters, dedicated to the physical and emotional rehabilitation of disabled veterans and active duty military through fly fishing and camaraderie. Help this nonprofit organization help those who bear emotional and physical scars from their service by attending the third annual benefit mixer Saturday, April 8th at the Reading Veterans Hall on Yuba Street. No tickets at the door. Get your advance tickets for just $20 by calling 351-1149. That's 351-1149 or call KCNR 1460 for details.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. No, you're supposed to wait a little bit before that happens. Okay. Remember I said, bring in the music, let me talk, and then you bring it
in. Okay. I thought you said bring it in.
Welcome back.
Welcome
back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 20 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on Monday, the 27th of March. And I guess, you know, the thing, it's too late now, so let's go for it, buddy.
There we go.
That's right. The second annual Urban Turkey Photo event is starting today. Turkey season started on Saturday, and I just had people send me pictures that they shot of birds out in the field. You know, I thought that, frankly, Teddo, that was a little cruel. Anyway, so we're opening up the Urban Turkey Photo Contest. Here are the rules. They're simple. It's got to be a photo you've taken. It's got to be a photo of turkeys in the urban area. Don't want them out in the field. I don't want them out in parking lots. I want, well, I guess a parking lot if they're surrounded by cars. The more aggressive the turkey is and being inside, you know, the urban turkeys, the better it is. $50 gift certificate to View 202. It'll be a three-person committee. The leader, the chairman of the committee, will be Marcus Parton, who won last year. And he will head up the committee to pick the best urban photo, best urban turkey photo. I've had photos of them in front of the Five Star Bank. I've had them in front of people's houses. I've had them looking at, like six of them, looking at a for sale sign in front of a house, which I thought that was like number two last year. I mean, that was close. I've had them sitting on the people's backyard on the fence looking at them. I've had them looking through the windows. I've had them pecking at people's cars. They're two toms looking at themselves in the, you know, in a car, looking at a car, looking at the reflection. And then they were pecking at it, which was funny because it was a rental car. And the people heard this thunk, 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 thunk. They went, rah! We could go up to the Hills house, Rick and Pam, and watch them kind of come through there and chase the dog. So if you've got an urban turkey photo, and it's got to be one you've taken now. Don't send me something off the net.
And the contest begins
today.
And when does it conclude?
It concludes when I say. It'll be toward the end of season. Let's just say toward the end of turkey season, and whoever wins,
which is
I'm not sure
around
a couple of weeks, it's three okay. weeks, something like that. Anyway, it'll be okay. We'll let it go through for 1 month, starting today to the end of April.
So you had a friend that actually turkey season opened on Saturday. A friend texted you a picture Saturday and said, "I got a turkey." And you're like, went out last week and took your youth out,
took my junior hunter out.
Junior hunter out Saturday and Sunday.
You know what? What a great job he did. His name is Zach and his dad, Joe. What great people they are. What a great relationship they have. I just think it's cool.
Your dad said that was the best experience they ever had together.
Well, you know what?
For hunting.
It's for a hunting experience. And so I'm happy that I was able to provide something like that for him. Now, you've got – we had the course, and we talked about it. We already had the turkey banquet afterwards for all the kids and the landowners. And this is a big thing is landowners that donate their land because, you know, a lot of them don't allow hunting on their lands or the lands are released. But they don't allow hunting on the lands, but they open it up for the junior hunters, which I think is cool. So, okay, now how do I get – oh, I guess I should tell you. Email me the photos, carl@kcnr1460.com. Carl at kcnr1460.com. urbanturkeys.com and email me the photos of your urban turkeys. Remember, first prize is a $50 gift certificate to The View, 202,
mm-hmm.
which we were just at.
So. Right. Okay, here's some other wonderful, this positive
I'll put this on
today.
Facebook today, too.
Lorraine Morier, 94, was honored Thursday for more than four decades of work at a local McDonald's restaurant. This is out of Evansville, I think, Indiana. It may be. Well, there's an Evansville, Indiana. That's what I talk about. So 44 years. Isn't that amazing? She currently punches the clock at the North Green River location. Dozens of people come to congratulate her on her 44 years of service with the company. She gets there at 5 o'clock when they open. She says, that means I have to get up at 3. This is why I think it's important never to stop working, be passionate, deal with others. She's 94. Look at the wonderful picture of her online. And it's just, these are inspiring stories on a Monday morning. We are going to be going into other world headline news. Well, but this portion of the show has been brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, where your watch repair man will do anything that you need to have done with your watches, jewelry repair, as well as estate jewelry. So we want to make sure we love on our sponsors as well today.
Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in all of Reading, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Okay, we'll just keep going here. Hey, the pipeline, the Keystone XL pipeline that President Trump said, okay, we're going to move forward on this. Now, if you have to remember, and people are starting to forget these things, is that Hillary also agreed that the Keystone Pipeline should move forward. Thousands of jobs, a way to move oil a lot more efficiently and safer. So they're saying now, though, is that there's going to be some battles. Like in Nebraska, they have to approve the pipeline's path. Say a decision should be expected in September at the earliest. Environmentalists could drag out that process even longer. But not only that, it's not just fighting in court. Here's what they're promising. There's going to be a guerrilla war against the Keystone Pipeline. We're going to put camps in front of it. We're going to delay it. And if you've read about something about the pipeline up there in the Dakotas, in North Dakota, was that somebody already cut holes in the pipeline, which leaks oil everywhere. Why would you do something like that? I mean, that's the whole thing of saving the environment, right? So why would you cut holes in the pipes, in the pipeline there, just to drain it? To put, say, oh, look what it can do. Well, it can if you cut holes in it. Anyway, so this looks like this is going to be a big battle. And when this starts, stand by, because it'll be interesting to see what the feds do. And, I don't expect, a wholesale slaughter or anything like this. But if they're going to fight the XL pipeline, as they say, I'm not sure how much they can drum up on this one. The last one up in the Dakotas, I can understand that. I can understand what was going on with that. I'm not sure about the XL pipeline. A lot of things going on. Hey, I want to come back with two of the guys that were huge in getting the Brexit vote happen. Have been in California lately. And they're talking about the splitting of California, not north-south, but east-west. And they raised $1 million to do that right here in California to make that split. We'll be right back and talk about that right after these messages. Carl Lindebot, KCNR, 1460.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies.
Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Come join Bob and Chick Miller of Bella Vista Farms Animal Sanctuary the evening of April 21st at the Wind River Event Center for their annual fundraising dinner and auction. It'll be a wonderful evening of fun, great food, entertainment, and a fantastic auction. 100% of money raised goes to the care and feeding of abandoned and abused animals that call the farm their forever home. Some of the great items to be auctioned off include a South Africa photo safari for two, 7 nights of luxurious accommodations at the St. James Club and Villa on Antigua, 5 days accommodations in Cancun, Mexico, and a one-day park hopper ticket for four to Disneyland. So get your tickets today at any Redding or Anderson VCA Animal Clinic, online at bellavistafarm.org, or give Chick a call at 347-0544. Get $5 off if you purchase your tickets before March 31st. And remember, it's all about the animals.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well-versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Well, East Coast girls are hit by really dig those styles they wear.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Tara Lindabot.
We're happy music, right?
8:31 in the morning, 43 degrees, going up to 65 today. It's going to be sunshiny. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, and this portion of the show brought to you by... What?
No, I'm glad you're like, closing your eyes and you're like talking
singing
about that. Like, you're...
Had to make it to the break.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. Discounts for seniors and veterans, a veteran-owned business. It's man's last stronghold. The place to get a haircut. If you don't go there, you're foolish.
All right, just, well.
This is my opinion. Okay.
Judgmental.
I talked about the two guys that were big into the Brexit were out here in California. And they raised over $1 million to figure out, you know, looking at two things. They look at an east-west division of California. The West Division, which of course is, and it goes probably like along a five or close to that, maybe a little bit further east than that. But that would be like San Francisco, San Diego, Los Angeles, and all that, could break off and be their own country, which of course is absolutely ludicrous. But that's what they said. Now, they also looked at the chance of, you know, that it breaking up north-south. North-south, depending on where you break it at. If you kind of start at San Francisco and kind of go down south from there, you know, around that area, and kind of maybe then a little bit east, then you've got, like, State of Jefferson. So, anyway, these guys seem to think that, hey, you know what, it's not impossible, and they're both, you know, they've both experts in this. So, we'll see what happens.
We'll give them everything south of Cottonwood Creek.
We'll give them Sacramento.
Sacramento
South.
Sacramento.
Yeah. But you know what? Then that puts all those people. This is not a north-south thing in California. It's an east-west thing. If you're on the coast, you're fine. You've got money. You've got jobs. You got all that stuff. You can you can have your rapid transit and all that because you got cities. You get east of the five. And you get out into the valleys. You don't have that. And then you come north, and it was interesting to see the way they divided it, how it comes up, and it kind of goes through Humboldt County. And it includes Humboldt County all the way up to the coast there. Yeah. I mean, to Oregon border. But it, you know, leaves everything from, Hayfork or maybe even further west and down into the part that stays here. But that still doesn't, I don't know if that still solves the problems of no representation.
Yeah, why do we fix what we got instead of,
It's getting worse and worse and worse and worse. That's the only thing I can say is every time you turn around, it's something else that makes it worse. You know, the CalPERS, which is going to devastate this state even more than it has. You get into the laws they make. It's just one law after another, thousands and thousands of laws that you have no concept of what's going on because you don't know what's legal and what's illegal. Is it legal to shoot lead ammunition right now? Well, it is, but where? It's not legal to shoot it everywhere, but where is it legal to shoot? And what happens June 1st? Does that change in other places? What about July? How many people really try? I mean, you literally have to research all of this stuff. And I can just imagine some rancher up in Alturas, he's shooting on his own property, and some fishing game guy comes in there and says, "I'm sorry, I'm gonna have to write you a $200 ticket." For shooting on your own property,
if
shooting not lead,
confiscate
and shooting,
the land,
and shooting lead on your own property.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay.
Madness,
darling. We have you were looking up on Colin Kaepernick. What's going on with Colin Kaepernick? Colin Kaepernick has still not got a job. They're saying he's looking for that $9 to $10 million. Job, which is he wants a chance to be a starting quarterback, but $9 to $10 million is kind of like a really low end starting quarterback, or it's a high end backup quarterback. And so they're saying, you know, they're looking at. Of course, you got both sides. You got the, you know, you got the anti Kaepernick that says, you know, never hire him again. You got the pro Kaepernick that says, oh no, he's being his civil rights are being violated because he took a stand and, you know, blah blah blah. In the middle of it, though, you've got to look at it like this: why isn't he being signed? Because frankly, the NFL, the owners, it comes down. And somebody tell me if I'm wrong. It comes down to money. The whole thing is money. Is he going to impact on the sales of their season tickets? Is it going to impact on the sale of their season tickets if they hire Colin Kaepernick, no matter where it is?
I think it will. I think that a lot of fans have said, no, you don't get to do this. We are paying your salary. Ultimately, it's the fans and the viewers who are paying this man's salary. And the fans and the viewers are saying, BS to this.
Okay.
Well, I think a lot of us were... It took the air out of our wind out of our sails when he, I know I'm not alone, when he knelt, and even for many people who did that, I'm not going to mention all their names, but it changed for people who really have fought for America, they're police officers or first responders. We have many in our family that really became unfan-like when it came to those who knelt during the national anthem. It's symbolic.
It's a symbolic thing.
And they felt it was they felt like they were traitors.
Well, but there's other things too. Okay, now will it impact on a team's? A corporation's bottom line, probably. The second thing is, though, is if you look at it really moderately, is there are that's a lot of money, $9 to $10 million. They said, well, you know, look at Oakland. They just signed a backup quarterback. Well, that backup quarterback for Oakland went for $800,000. 1 year contract, no extra money. He wanted a chance there to play. There's really most of the teams in the league have got a decent quarterback and a decent backup. So when you start talking about bringing in a $9 to $10 million player, what's that do to your salary cap, too? So you add up all those things. That one, he is a lightning rod. two, there's not a real need for somebody at that price in a team. Then you start looking at, this is why maybe he's not being signed. And then you got to throw in the variable that, yeah, a lot of people are just upset and would be upset with the teams that would sign him.
There's 100 hungry college kids who would take that slot in a heartbeat.
Yeah, but you know, but here's the last thing is that Kaepernick has not been the quarterback he was 4 years ago. He has just not been the quarterback. Whether it's because he's lost all that weight, if it's who knows what it is. Maybe it is part of it is his mental process of everything he's going through. But he's never come back like he was for that year. The next year they'd figured out his method and his throwing, and he's not a great thrower, according to, you know, you're listening to the analyst out there. But he just hasn't been that player that he was before. So there you go.
Now, also in the headlines, Ted Koppel, veteran newsman, we know him very well, is saying, said that Fox News host Sean Hannity is bad for America. Hannity fired back on Twitter, alleging that his interview had been cut significantly from 45 minutes to less than 2. And he tweets, of course, fake edited news. I did about a 45-minute interview with CBS. They ran less than 2. Why did Ted cut out my many examples of media bias? So that's just, you know, when you see, remember, one time you would feel like there was a camaraderie when it came to your anchor news. I mean, you had somebody you felt like you could look up to and hear what the news was about. And now there's so much fighting amongst themselves. It's just,
well, I think,
disheartening.
I think the whole media, the mainstream media, and you know, guess what? Fox is in that too. The whole mainstream media is kind of disappointing. You've got the vast majority of them, everything. Okay, here's just a good example. Ivanka's neighbors don't appreciate the fact that, you know, the fact that she's, you know, kind of their neighborhood has gotten changed because, you know, she's a president's daughter, you know, Secret Service and all this. They're upset. So all of a sudden this is a big story. I mean, see, yeah, you wouldn't have seen that. I mean, they're making anything that they can find. You know, the reporters are, hey, well, what do you think about them living here? Well, you know, it's kind of gotten a little bit noisier. Boom, headlines.
Yeah,
and it's negative. And if you look at, you know, and the, you know, studies been done and it said, you know, of 100 stories, 88 of them are negative. 88% are negative of Trump and his family. And think about that. When you have a continued attack on anybody, I don't care if it's Trump or if it had been Obama. If 88% of the newspapers and media outlets had turned and said everything he did was negative.
Well, you're feeding the machine, and I ranted on Facebook this morning first thing. I take weekends off from Facebook for that very reason. We are no longer having a dialogue. We are no longer having intelligent discussions. We are, and I'm talking both sides of the spectrum here, baby. We have descended into a nonstop who can out-snipe and out-gutter the other side, and I am getting sick of it. This is not fixing the problem. Yes, take a stand, but at least close your word hole and open your ears once in a while.
Close your pie hole, right, hon? Yeah. Hey, Judge Gorsuch, even though, you know, there was a possible deal being made, did you see that?
No, what's happening?
Possible deal being made by the Democrats saying, look, we won't filibuster if you promise not to go to the nuclear option in the future. In the future. Did you get that? So we won't filibuster Gorsuch if you promise not to use the nuclear option in the future. Now, what they're saying is, okay, you can have your choice there, Trump and Republicans. Because, frankly, Gorsuch is really a stellar act, a quality guy, and he is the replacement for Scalia. So they're saying, okay, hey, you know, we're kind of let this guy go through. What it meant was What it means, though, is if you promise not to use the nuclear option for the next one, and what have I been saying now for a few months? It's the next one that's going to be the crazy time. Because just let's say one of the other more liberal judges leaves. And then so the replacement this time, if Trump puts out there and does what he says he's going to do, is going to be a conservative justice.
Will permanently – will skew the court for the next 20 years.
For the next 20 years because he'll pick a young one. And he can – and so what that does then, instead of being a 5-4 a lot of times, it'll be a 6-3. So if that happens – now, that is the fight you're going to see that's going to be unbelievable, that's going to go nuclear. Because – and you know, and then what happens – if in the next, you know, in the out year, in the out year election, if the Republicans lose three seats, now it goes to the Democrats.
Now we're back in a deadlock situation.
Now we're back in a deadlock. That's absolutely right. And so then, if you want, at that point, when if that, you know, if Ruth Bader Ginsburg is hanging on by her nails to that election, if she sees the Democrats taking over, then she'll probably retire. Because now it's going to be a battle. I mean, a real battle to see who gets nominated. This whole thing, and here's the whole thing. It's ridiculous. When you look at it, you know, you look at who the that Obama put up that were obviously very liberal types. Republicans let them through. They didn't take the nuclear option. They let them through. It's not going to happen again. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Dandelion, 1322 Dandelion Boutique, 1322 Pine Street, open Monday through Saturday. The best place you're ever going to find for clothing, jewelry, all those things that make the, you know, that outfits the woman.
Absolutely. Favorite place to shop in all the world, Dandelion, located on Pine Street. Hey, let's take a break here on KCNR 1460. We'll be right back after these messages.
Now that ain't working, that's the way you do it. Let me tell you, damn guys ain't dumb. Maybe get a blister on your little finger. Maybe get a blister on your thumb. We got some in-store microwave ovens, custom kitchen deliveries. We got some movies, refrigerators. We got some movies, color TVs.
Out today.
I'm all ears.
Well, my windshield wiper fluid ran out today, so I stopped by Premier Oil Change for a free top-off.
Yeah?
As one of the technicians was filling the wiper fluid, another came over and told me I was due for an oil change, which is cool, but get this. He said I had more than enough reward points, so my oil change was free.
Free? Did we sign up for something?
Nope. Premier doesn't require that we sign up. We're just regular customers that drive a lot, and Premier does all the fluid maintenance on our cars, so we build up points automatically.
Wow. Who knew? Free fluid top-off, reward points that accumulate each time we do required maintenance? Dang, suddenly I feel really smart.
Okay, smart guy. With the money I just saved you, can you take me out to dinner?
That's the second best idea you've had today.
Learn more about rewards the next time you stop by or go to our website at PremierOilChange.com in the Palisadro Shopping Center and on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. Don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at OrchardNutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
New York Times bestselling author and TV host Chef Jeff Henderson will be at Shasta College Thursday, April 6th. Jeff Henderson was born in South Central L.A., where by the age of 16, he had already begun a life of crime. In 1996, he was arrested and charged with intent to distribute illegal narcotics. He would spend the next decade in a state prison, which would ultimately change his life. After developing a friendship with a fellow inmate who mentored him, Jeff discovered his passion for cooking. Without any formal instruction, Jeff went on to become the first African-American executive chef at the Bellagio, a New York Times bestselling author and TV host. Come hear Chef Jeff as he shares the life lessons he's gained on his journey from drug dealer to TV celebrity chef and nationally acclaimed speaker. Chef Jeff will be on the Shasta College Tehama campus April 6th at 10 a.m. to present and answer questions, and the Shasta College main campus at 2 p.m. This event is free and open to the public.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Hey, Alliance Heating and Air is going to get hot, my friends.
Oh, boy.
And somebody came in because the one here in the building, our heater wasn't working this morning.
We need to have our filters cleaned.
We called the management here and said, but if we were at home, mm-hmm, and something like that happened, we'd be calling Alliance Heating and Air because they're the ones that can fix anything that has to do with HVAC. Better known business. That's been best in the North State, voted best in the North State. Gosh, you know, I don't know how many times, but it can be voted every year. That's how good they are. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. These are the ones we use. Totally support them and also recommend them.
Okay, in the world of tweeting and things going viral, okay, this is kind of a fun story, but it's embarrassing, I'm sure, for the kid. So it would have been like the Cavaliers game, and a dad put up just a huge sign, poster. It was beautifully done text, in a great text. And the guy's name is Jeremy Brevard. Got a perfect photo of it. Actually, surprising, extremely high quality sign. And he pops this up, and of course, it went viral. Thomas, get your grades back up, and next time you'll be here, love, Dad. Then he did it again.
New sign went viral.
Thomas, can you hear me now? ? Student, then athlete, son, in that order. Love, Dad.
I love it. You know what? That's cool. That's great. You know, can you imagine there's Thomas going, I could have been there.
And it, you know, the students talking, the teachers are talking, and there's no hiding this one. Neighbors.
Yeah.
You know he's going to be like, okay, right, then he's going to get his grades up.
Okay. Either that or he'll file suit for public shame.
Yeah. Hey,
gosh. How about our California senator?
One of the things, and we just kind of talked about this one, but two things. One is I just saw that I think by 2030 that 38% of all jobs will be taken by machines.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you're not surprised by this, but, you know, when people go, well, you know, they work in the factories, you know, making cars and stuff. Well, no, it's going to be a lot more. Fast food, restaurants, you're going to be seeing machines doing a lot of it. Warehousing. And now you're getting into things like, in Arizona, self-driving cars. Uber has self-driving cars in Arizona that they're trying out right now. In other words, you call for how Uber works. You just call Uber, say, I need to be picked up and taken here. Here comes a driverless car. Comes in, picks you up, and delivers you someplace. Is that what they're working at right now?
From a mass transit standpoint, this actually makes a lot of
sense. Because Uber, then that car will go back, plug itself in someplace.
And it's ready for the next
one. It's ready for the next one. Now, did you ever see The Fifth Element? I'm sure you did.
Yes.
With Bruce Willis and Set in the Future. Now, the fifth element was a taxi would pick you up. You'd hop into the taxi, and it was a fake person. It was just a robot there.
No, you're confusing your movie. You're talking about Total Recall with Johnny Cab.
You're right, Johnny Cab.
Hi, I'm Johnny Cab.
You're right, because he was a cab driver now.
Yeah.
Okay, then it was Johnny Cab. And then it was a robot would just turn around and say, so, what's your day like?
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah. But... do you think we're going too far with this when you have cars that show up at your house? You get into it and say, I need to go to the airport, and it takes you to the airport. Now, right now, they're all off the road because of an accident. But it looks like it wasn't the Uber car's fault. It looks like they just was unavoidable. But how would you feel about that?
Consider this, Carl. You've been on. You've flown all over the place in the last couple of years, have you not?
For the last 50
90%
years.
Of your flight, 95% of your flight was completely under automated control.
Understand that perfectly.
From the time the wheels get off the pavement to the time they're on final approach, there are no hands on that airplane.
And in fact, the machines will take you off and land you in some of these, which is, explains why some they've had some wrecks over in the other parts of the world, because their system broke down and the pilot didn't have enough landings to bring it in right. But here's the thing. You have a pilot sitting right there. Then if anything happens, they take it over, like with Sully. You know, I mean, so they can do that. So, but I understand that it's 95%, maybe even 98% is flown by a machine. But you've got a pilot sitting there just in case.
But I agree with that. But the number of mid-airs and other engines, remember the horrible mid-air over Chicago all those years ago? 60, because two pilots had. Yeah. But
I understand that. But see, they were vectored into each other too. But, and I understand what you're saying. But see,
things machines can break.
Machines can break too.
And people can take drugs.
I'm just saying is that the fact is that how would you feel? How would you feel if you went into Uber and you called for a car and this car shows up, it's clean, and you just walk out there and there's nobody there. You put your own bags in the seat and it costs you like half price of what you would pay for a cab. You know, is this something that Yellow Cab ought to just start selling their stock right now?
But see, we're not used to that. When you ride the Los Angeles monorail or any of those systems, most of those are automated. What's to say it's not going to break down and suddenly race through the end of the track at 70 miles an hour? It doesn't, because most of these systems, I'm not saying nothing will ever break and people will never get hurt. That's absurd. People get hurt whether it's a driver, a human driver at the wheel or not. The huge train wrecks because the human driver was tweeting.
Yeah, no, I understand that. And because then you have human failure. I'm just saying is, I don't know if society is ready right now. It may be ready in 5 years because we're doing it. Now, here's the other thing is our newest senator, Kamala Harris, said she's not going to vote for Judge Gorsuch for this reason. He puts the law above his feelings.
What?
He puts law above feelings. What essentially he said was, she said was, you know what? He doesn't care about people. He cares about the legalisms. Okay. Well, what she's saying is that, you know what? You should feel more about people than you do the law. Why? The law is the law.
She tweeted, Judge Gorsuch has consistently valued legalisms over real lives. I won't support his nomination.
Legalisms.
Legalism.
But legalism, isn't that,
it's a concept.
It's a law.
It's open to debate.
My gosh, if you didn't value the law.
How do you feel?
Over feeling. I mean, this whole thing is like democracy. Oh, it should be a democracy. It should be one vote. If that's the case, when you're a little kid and two other little kids come up to you and say, hey, we voted to take your bike away, that's a democracy. A republic is, hey, we voted to take your bike away. I said, I don't care what you voted because this bike's mine. And then if they try to take it, you can defend yourself. That's a constitutional republic. Which I love.
Here's one of the comments. No shock here. Liberals consistently value their feels over the law or any kind of objective results. All that matters is they feel they're doing the right thing.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, my gosh.
It's the Democrat mantra.
I'm sorry.
I feel.
Did I hurt your feelings when I did that?
I feel bad, Kamala, because I laughed at you. Did that hurt your feelings? No, because you're just another one of the politicians.
Here's another great quote from Ms. Harris.
Yes.
It's outrageous. The administration is saying anyone who might have committed a crime qualifies for deportations. This was Senator Harris in response to a recent Trump administration immigration order.
Well, you know what? As soon as they came here,
she was
voted
in, folks.
Oh, big time, too. It wasn't,
she was
wasn't
voted
close.
In.
Wasn't
so,
even close.
Okay.
Wasn't even close.
You
she's,
know.
She's a new senator. Now, here's the question is when Feinstein steps down, who's going to be running then? And what about for governor? You think Gavin Newsom is a shoe-in? I hope not. Okay, tomorrow. Got a lot of people coming in. Haven Humane's coming in for their monthly catch-up on things that are happening and what's going to happen the rest of the year. This week, we've got a lot of different people going to be rolling in. We've got the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer coming in. We have part of the Moving Reading Forward. And if you didn't hear Friday's show at 8 o'clock when I had Todd Franklin on for some reason, go on back and go to our archives. Todd Franklin is the man that's putting in the food trucks down in, you know, down here in Carnegie Park. Listen to what this man says. Now, here are people, like, including the paper, says, hey, you know, a lot of this is our fault because we've said things and that just we'll own that because, you know, they weren't exactly true and all these things, which is kind of interesting for our paper to say that. But here's Franklin. If you haven't heard that show, please go back and listen to that. It's for like about 45 minutes. It starts at 8:05, and he talks about why he's doing it. And then when people are up, you know, people that are in the brick and mortar here, they're upset because, hey, wait, we've had to pay a lot of money and you're just moving in here. And, you know, it's kind of like this, Bob. It's kind of like Uber. Mm. Is here you are, you've got your brick and mortar, but here's somebody with a new idea.
It's different.
It's different, but it's a new idea. And let's see what happens. Let's see if he can take that park back. Because I tell you what, I saw a bunch of drawings there that you haven't seen yet, you know, what it's going to look like. And it's going to look great.
When,
the question
what you're doing,
is,
working, try something
the question
else?
Is, if, yeah, and that's the point. If it doesn't work, then we move on and try something else. Anyway, everybody, hope you're having a great day. We talked to the new general manager of the Sheraton's.
The Sheraton coming in. Yeah, the Sheraton. Only four-star hotel in Reading, opening this year.
Name's Lacey, and she met her and her husband, talked a lot to them, and she's got a great attitude. They love Reading. And we met back the whole management team.
Lindsay and Scott.
And we met the whole management team there.
Right.
So it's going to be a great time. And we're going to have her on here in a month or two after more things settle out.
Right.
But I think you're going to be very pleasantly, find out what a great person she is and what she wants in life. They've moved here. They've bought a house. They want Reading to move forward.
Yeah, they've come in from San Diego. They've moved here with their family. And
that's right.
She's opening. So looking forward to it. That was part of the Turtle Bay. But the Sheraton is a standalone hotel, and it's just going to be this beautiful property that is just one more beautiful addition to our lovely town of Reading.
And we'll be seeing you tomorrow then. We'll be right. We'll be with, like I said, Mark Story from Haven Humane. It's the good guys against the bad guys, and we're way over, and it makes Bob upset.
Which
are you?
Community Talk Radio for the North State.